Dateline Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbas. In this edition, solutions along our southern border. As the violence involving Mexican drug cartels escalates, we speak with former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo. What does he see as the key to making our border with Mexico secure? What should we have been doing? And what does he make of the Obama administration focusing on the alleged use of American-made guns in this drug cartel violence? Also in this edition, the road ahead in Afghanistan. President Obama outlines his strategy. We'll get reaction from terrorism expert Dr. Waleed Faris of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Plus, hope springs eternal. Spring training is wrapping up in Florida and Arizona, and Dateline Washington executive producer and Radio America president Jim Roberts is in Lakeland, Florida, to share his thoughts on what he's observed during spring training 2009. And you don't send me emails. The Capitol Steps reunite President Obama and former President Bush as they talk about Obama's dependence on high-tech gadgetry. All that plus our top news at the end of the week is straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with former Congressman Tom Tancredo, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo. He's known to millions of Americans as a leading voice calling for tougher border security and strong enforcement of existing border laws. We want to get his thoughts now as the issue of border security and immigration reform is back in the headlines, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that immigration raids here in the states are un-American. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says in part the U.S. is to blame for the recent Mexican border violence as a result of our insatiable appetite for drugs and U.S. guns being part of the violence down there. President Obama, of course, is expected to call for an immigration reform policy in the coming months. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us again.
It's a pleasure to join you.
Let's start with the Hillary Clinton comments that our insatiable appetite for drugs and American guns are contributing to the crisis down there. You have said point blank that you believe that that is not the focus that should be on this problem right now.
Well, that is especially true the issue of guns. The administration is well aware of the fact that although there are guns getting through into Mexico that are being used by the drug dealers, the great preponderance of weapons, and I mean the AK-47s, the grenade launchers, all of the stuff that is really heavy weaponry, is not coming from the United States. And she knows that. A lot of it, believe it or not, is coming from the Mexican military, because the Mexican military has lost 110,000 in desertions in the last few years. And when they leave, they take their guns with them, and they turn them over to they sell them to the cartels. And they buy guns from gun dealers all over South and Central America. The big stuff is not coming from us, and she knows it. Yet they want to. This is part of Obama's plan, if you ask me, anyway. Obama's plan to conduct a war on guns. You know, there's a war on drugs, but this is a war on guns. He is opposed to the private ownership of guns. He is opposed to the concealed carry laws. He has said that already. Doesn't believe that we should be able to carry guns individually. This is part of that general philosophy. And as for the drug issue, sure, there's a drug problem. But you know what? Unless you are going to wave a magic wand, that's not going to go away tomorrow. And if you don't address the issue on the border with border security, then I guarantee you the problem in this country gets 10 times worse if you do not militarize the border.
In terms of looking forward, obviously that's what we want to do at this point, but I just want to jump on the point you just made with a little bit of hindsight. How would this situation be different if we had been more serious about enforcing existing border security laws and perhaps taking other steps to strengthen it?
Yeah, if we had had our military on the border for 10 years now, certainly I've been demanding it, and if we've been using all of the technology available to us, we would have reduced the flow of guns going south to the extent that that exists, and we would have reduced the flow of drugs coming north because, of course, they have to come across those borders or they come into our seaports. But we have disregarded all these issues for a long time in the hopes of having greater cheap labor. That is really what has done it, and the Democrat side, because they want votes. So you've got the Democrats trying to get the votes. You've got Republicans trying to get the cheap labor. And as a result, the border's been open and porous. And that has led to the drastic situation we now face, where $45 billion a year going into the drug trade in Mexico. And, of course, that violence is spilling over into the United States. So is the corruption.
What's your sense of where this debate is headed here in Washington, Congressman? I know back when Republicans were in the majority, the House of Representatives seemed to have a stricter border and security enforcement first type of philosophy, whereas President Bush and the U.S. Senate did not. Now, obviously, the Democrats are in control of everything. What do you expect in terms of reform policies?
It won't be reform with my definition of the word. I guarantee you that. It will be an amnesty. They are planning it right now. They've got folks going around the country, including Congressman Gutierrez from Chicago, who is holding hearings and rallies all over the nation, all in preparation for this big event sometime in September when they will announce a new amnesty plan.
Just a few weeks ago, actually, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was at an event with Congressman Gutierrez out in her district in San Francisco, and she was talking about how the uptick in immigration raids, especially at businesses, but also homes in certain circumstances, in her words, un-American. What does that do to the national debate, do you think?
Well, it cheapens it, that's for sure. But Nancy Pelosi, almost every time she opens her mouth, does that. She is really not the brightest bulb on the tree there. And I don't know whether she was simply pandering or just running off at the mouth before she really was thinking, but it's an idiotic statement. When she says that enforcing the law of the land is un-American, I mean, maybe she thinks so. Perhaps most of the people in his cabinet who are tax cheats think so, but the reality is that the rule of law is the basis of America. And she went on to say that people who came here illegally, broke into our country illegally, are patriots. So her view of the world is certainly one not shared by me, and I think most Americans, if they actually even heard her or know about her. I mean, the only people who must agree with her are her constituents in San Francisco, and that nothing more has to be said beside that.
How significant is it, Congressman, that President Obama ordered more agents and more equipment to the border in an effort to try and make sure the violence doesn't spill too much into the U.S.? Is that a significant step or just some window dressing?
It's really just the latter, because until you actually use the military to secure the border, it will not be secure. Our problem is not ports of entry. Our problem is all the land that is between ports of entry. There are thousands of miles. It can only be dealt with by the military. The rest of this is window dressing. And sending money to Mexico and equipment, what happened the last time we tried that? It turned into something called the Zetas. These are a group we trained, we paid for, we equipped. And the minute we left, the cartels, of course, can offer them a heck of a lot more, and they all became the enforcers for various cartels.
A couple minutes left here with former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo. And Congressman, let's talk specifically about what you think ought to be done. You mentioned, first of all, that the border ought to be militarized. Explain in more detail what that means. Is it National Guard? Is it the armed services? What is it?
It's all of the above, and including the Coast Guard, because we have to watch out on the high seas and people coming into our country via the seaports. That has got to be our main priority. The country is at risk, the risk to our national security by the collapse that would occur as a result of the collapse of Mexico warrants a complete commitment of our military, both National Guard and active duty. We do not have to, it's not an issue of how many people we have, it's who they are and what equipment we give them. The value of the military is not that they can put hundreds of thousands of troops down there. We don't need that. What we need is their ability to use unmanned aerial vehicles and their high-technology sensors, all those things that Border Patrol does not have or does not have the expertise to use. That's what we need from the military.
How close do you think Mexico is to collapsing?
Well, according to the Joint Command, this is our military, put out a statement 2 months ago saying that there were two countries on the brink of collapse. One was Pakistan, one was Mexico. I do not know how long or if it will occur. All I can tell you is that very capable and trustworthy observers have run up a red flag saying, watch out, this may very well happen.
In addition to the military presence, I know there was a huge debate in the past few years about the fence or the wall. Most of it has not yet been built. What's your position on that, and how much of a difference do you think it would make if it completed?
It'd make a significant difference. And the I have seen the fence. I know people make light of it, but I guarantee you that it can work. It's an enormously important part of the picture. It's not the whole thing. Of course not. What a fence does is help you control the flow of people. It pushes them in one direction or another. And this fence, by the way, the one they partially have built, is a significant obstacle. 15 and a half feet high, barbed wire on the top. There's a road. In one part, there's a road and then another fence. The road is patrolled by the Border Patrol. It's a very effective barrier. And what it does, as I say, is it funnels people in different directions where you can then use your own human resources a lot better. So it's a very important part.
And last 30 seconds here, we obviously saw a huge public backlash to the most recent immigration reform attempt. What should the folks be ready for?
Get ready is right. Get near your phones. Get near your fax machines. Go online and sign up for Numbers USA. Numbers USA is the most important. Certainly, they're doing more work in this area than any other I know of. Just sign up with them. They'll do the faxing. They'll do the emailing for you, and they'll let you know everything that's going on. And lend your voice to the thousands of others out there who care, and it will actually make a difference.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for your time.
My pleasure.
Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, this is Dateline Washington.